Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, March 13th, 2025 edition. Officer Rick, having been on vacation down in Florida, returning back, driving back up, visiting family now in Charleston, South Carolina, says, I need to check Livingston County. I believe Judicial Watch had us at 109% voter registration population 4 years ago. Well, Livingston County, he texted me back 20-some minutes later, has 169,433 people on the qualified voter files. The number came from Joe in my county clerk's office. He told me that the number changes daily in the qualified voter files, as it should. As people die, the clerks find out about it because they process the death certificates. If you die outside of your state, like, for example, if you're on winter vacation down in Florida, you die in Florida, they issue the death certificate where you die, but they still notify your home county. Additionally, Vicky's office searches the obituaries in the local newspapers. They remove people from the qualified voter files daily. So yeah, the number does change. But as of right now, 169,433 qualified voter file registered voters in Livingston. Well, my little app that I've created to search the U.S. Census says they have 193,861 people in Livingston County as of April 1st, 2020. They also, in this search, show me that 20% of their population, and this is pretty much average, kind of anywhere from 14.9 to 22-23%, average about 20% of your population are under the age of 18, meaning not adults. So when you do the math, you see that basically the number of kids in Livingston County reduces the number down to roughly 155,000 some adults. When you do the math, 109.24% of Livingston County's adult population are, in fact, on their qualified voter files, very similar to what Judicial Watch, Rick, reported 4 years ago. Every county. Now, this is Livingston, folks. This is downstate. Every single county so far that I've been able to get the qualified voter file number from against the U.S. Census of 2020, subtracting the children under 18, guess what? 109, 112, 114. Emmett, bad. Chippewa County, bad. Antrim, the worst. So far, Antrim is still number one. 124% of our adult population are on Cheryl Guy's qualified voter files. Why do I call him Cheryl Guy's? Because Vicky hasn't cleaned them up yet. She just took office on January 2nd. She's got a lot of changes happening in the clerk's office already, and they're going to start working on the qualified voter files in the spring. Her and her deputy clerk are going to go start talking to the local clerks. Plus, we got Lansing, two committees, going to help us. Rick, I appreciate the research. Safe travels back home. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I've got a couple of people emailing and calling the Sheboygan County clerk. Let's see how quickly or if she responds. We'll calculate your numbers and get you the information as soon as we receive the number of qualified voters on the qualified voter files in Sheboygan County. soon as we get it, we will crunch the numbers and give it to you. Going back to MERS news service, State Representative Majority Floor Leader Brian Possumus completely wants to have a House Joint Resolution B change the state constitution. That resolution changes the state constitution to require voters to have to show a photo ID to vote and prove their citizenship when registering to vote. Passed out of the House Election Integrity Committee yesterday on a party line vote 6-3. Majority Floor Leader Brian Possumus said later in the day that the resolution will be taken up on the floor relatively soon, possibly today or early next week. Well, following the committee, House Democrats argued in a press conference that the constitutional amendment effectively creates a pink poll tax on married or divorced women who change their name from what is on their birth certificates. The amendment could also affect military members abroad and place increased burden on rural clerks without full-time offices. Okay, I got to stop. Oh, my God. A pink poll tax. You're going to use married or divorced women who change their name from what's on their birth certificate. Okay, so you're going to have your birth certificate. You're also able to provide a copy of your marriage license. That's all recorded documents at your county clerk's office. You can actually show a driver's license of your name and your date of birth, which is validated on the birth certificate. All you got to do is, I got married. They're not saying that you have to provide a copy of the marriage license. All they're saying is photo ID proving your name, your address, and your date of birth, which matches the birth certificate, which proves your citizenship. State Representative Democrat Communist from Grand Rapids, Stephen Wooden, Minority Vice Chair of the committee, said everyone agrees that only citizens should be voting in elections, but says the resolution does not accomplish that. So-called proof of citizenship laws like this one have disenfranchised thousands in other states, like 31,000 Kansans and 43,000 Arizonians. And here's the kicker. There will still be instances of non-citizens being able to register to vote in Arizona under their laws. Well, when the committee took their testimony last week, Wooden said that they've heard about intentions. Like, it's not the intention to disenfranchise residents who have changed their name and not intentionally replicate what has happened in Arizona. However, he said, intentions and outcomes are two very different things. So I'm not really sure exactly how Kansas and Arizona's bills were written. But according to Majority Floor Leader Brian Possumus, who sponsored the resolution, announcing it at the Republican State Convention last month, that if this does not get done legislatively, they plan a petition signature gathering initiative will be started in an attempt to allow other avenues to actually place the constitutional amendment before the voters. If the petition signatures are used instead of the legislative approving the resolution, it would appear on the ballot after they collect basically 500,000 signatures. If they, obtain the signatures, submit it to the legislature. They have 40 days to approve it and adopt it. If they do so, it then would appear on the ballot and voters would have to approve or reject it. So two viable options. Legislature passes it and puts it on the ballot, or they have to collect the signatures. Well, of course, the Communist Democrats, Matt Kolesar in this Penelope Turnsaglue of East Lansing, said the resolution is a fake solution to a fake problem. They, of course, chaired and vice-chaired the House Elections Committee last session. And said the last time a ballot measure about elections passed, Republicans voted no on its implementation. That, of course, was regarding Proposal 2. Promote the vote. Remember that? Well, this is a situation where they are saying that they want to expand voter rights. Republicans want to reduce them. No, that's not the case. What the Republicans are saying in this resolution, folks, is very simple. Only citizens with photo ID should be allowed to vote. We already know that a Chinese nationalist from the University of Michigan voted on November 5th, 2024. That down in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Well, the resolution will be voted on the floor. Others chiming in about this said that the Democrat Wooden said if the minimum number of certified signatures is collected for the amendment to question to appear on the ballot, Democrats would educate voters on why they should sign the petition, shouldn't sign the petition, or why they should vote no on the ballot measure. Hossman said if they're going to do that, they should read the language of the resolution first. They clearly don't know what it says based on the bill's language. Either they didn't read it or they are blatantly lying. I'm hoping that they'll actually take time to read it, because I believe they didn't. Another state representative, Ann Bolin, former clerk, added the verification process of citizenship is a right that local clerks already have and can enforce, suggesting that they would have the resources and the training to do so if the resolution was adopted. Another state representative, Jay DeBoyer, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, said they're being completely disingenuous about the facts. He, Jay DeBoyer, also a former municipal clerk of St. Clair County, in response to the argument that the constitutional amendment would disenfranchise married women who have changed their name. There are assumptions being made that fit their political arguments, when in fact it's not true. Bowen said that since there is a federal requirement to obtain real IDs by a certain date, and those that require a document providing citizenship for one, most married women already have gathered these documents for the process and have them ready to use to be able to prove citizenship. Because that's part of the real ID thing. I know, because I just went through it in January on my birthday. I had to get my birth certificate. I had to get a copy of my Social Security card, and I went to my local Secretary of State office in Bel Air here in Antrim County. Real ID went through no problem whatsoever. She even included and kept my CDL, my commercial driver's license endorsement. Now I have a star on my driver's license. I can travel to Mexico or Canada and return no problem. Real IDs must be obtained the next time you renew your driver's license. Be prepared to get your birth certificate and your Social Security card. One last thing, and this is kind of interesting. The Democrats said if the question is to be put before the voters and is approved, House Democrats will work to implement it because it would end up representing the will of the people. After December 18th, 2026, after our next midterm election, a voter would either have to have their citizenship verified by the Secretary of State or provide documentary proof of citizenship to election administrators where they register. For voters who are already registered, the Secretary of State will require to verify the citizenship of each voter by December 18th of 2026. Finally, if a voter can't prove their citizenship by Election Day, they can vote on a provisional ballot that will be held for 6 days for the voter to gather the proper documentation. Democrats raise concerns for local and rural clerks who do not operate full-time. And how would this cause too tight of a turnaround for voters who haven't gotten their documents yet? Well, that's why we're talking about it. That's why we are informing people. When you renew your driver's license the next time, it has to be a real ID. Again, get your birth certificate, get your Social Security card, and be able to go down and get your real ID. Things are changing. The only problem is it's not going to happen before the next November 2026 election. It's unfortunate because we will be electing a new governor. We'll be electing a new U.S. senator. U.S. Congress people will be up for election or re-election, as well as state senators and state representatives. This next election, folks, in Michigan is going to be critical to the direction of our state. If we get a smart businessman Republican nominee and make major changes to Lansing going forward, we can save this state. If a Democrat gets elected, God help us. We will absolutely be on the road to being worse than California. And we know what's going on there. Losing population like crazy, revenues going down, budgets are being in the negative. Gavin Newsom preparing to run for president in 2028. So we'll see where this goes. We'll follow these bills, these resolutions. We'll see if we end up having to collect signatures or whether they're going to do the right thing and put it on the ballot for us. Republicans want it on the ballot without having to collect signatures. Democrats want them to have to gather over 500,000 signatures to put it on the ballot. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water System.